Blog Talk Radio.
Never would have made it. Never could have made it without you. I would have lost it all. But now I see how you were there for me, and I can say, never would have made it. Never could have made it without you. I would have lost it all. But now I see how you were there for me, and I can say, I'm stronger, I'm wiser, I'm better, much better. When I look back over all you brought me through, just need to testify to somebody next to him. Tell him, I'm stronger, I'm wiser, I'm better, much better. When I look back over what he brought me through, I realize I made it because I had you to hold on to. Now I'm stronger, now I'm wiser, I'm better, so much better. I made it. Is there anybody in this house other than me that could declare you made it? Tell your neighbor, never would have made it.
Never would have made it.
Tell them, never could have made it. Oh, I wish I had some help here. I wish I had just two or three people that would just declare it. Never would have made it. Never could have made it.
Hey, praise God, praise God. It's great to be here on the airwaves this afternoon on Saturday. I'm feeling a little under the weather right now, but we're still going to go ahead and bring the word tonight. God has prepared a message for me to give to you, the listeners, on this evening. So it's just great to be back on here on behalf of David and Diane Ministry and Friends, praise God. I'm Andrew Owen. They're calling out of Los Angeles, California. And we're going to get this message across to you guys tonight. I've been going through a little ups and downs lately, and but God has still, you know, proven himself to me. And the song, you know, that we played before the show tonight, Never Would Have Made It, Never Could Have Made It, is very important. Praise God. So we're going to get started with the show, and we're going to start with some prayer, and then we'll get right into the word. Praise God. Heavenly Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, we just give you praise for allowing us to be here together on the airwaves, Lord God, sharing and spreading the word tonight, Lord God. And Lord, we just give you thanks for who you are and how far you've brought us, Lord God, and how far you've brought me, and just how faithful you are and how loving of a God you are, how non-judgmental of a God you are, despite of our sins, despite of our past, despite of our future, and despite of our mistakes, Lord God, you're always there for us with open arms, Lord God, willing to take us in at any moment in time. And Lord God, we give you praise on that, Lord God. And Lord God, I ask that you allow me to deliver this message to the best of my capabilities, Lord God, for all the listeners out there that may touch home or may hit the heart for, Lord God. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, amen, amen. Tonight we're going to talk about we're going to talk about how to trust in God in difficult times, how to trust in God when things seem to get a little bit rough, how to trust in God when we have nobody else. And I talked about this a couple of weeks ago, so we're going to put an emphasis on it again. So how to trust God in difficult times. You know, easy to say, life is not predictable. We cannot predict our next move, our next step. We cannot predict tomorrow. We cannot predict the next hour. There are ups and downs in life. There are ups and downs along the way. Many of us want to trust God, but my message tonight is for the people that sometimes lack putting trust in God, lack putting faith in God, or when times do get rough, they question God and ask why, God. You know, when life is good, times are a little bit easier. We seem to give thanks to God when we're in our happy moments, when things are going good, and it's a lot easier to turn to God. But when times feel difficult, it's just very important, very, very important to trust God. God's unchanging character can give us a firm foundation when things feel unsteady and uncertain. So I'm going to ask you guys a question tonight. And my question to you is, what does it mean to trust God? What does it mean to trust God? What does trust mean to you? What does trust mean to you? And I'm going to talk for me tonight on my behalf and how God has brought me to where I am now and what trust means to me. And then hopefully you guys can connect the dots and see how this message can relate to you and your life and where your trust in God stands. For me, to trust is to believe in the truth and the ability or strength of someone or something. So to me, and this is not a Google definition because this is not what a trust says when you Google it, but to me, trust is ability or strength of someone or something. So when it comes to trusting God, that means believing in his reliability. How reliable is someone? How reliable, whoever you are putting that trust into, how reliable are they? His word is his ability. and his strength. The Bible says that God cannot lie. God was perfect. And God always kept and keeps his promises that he loves you and has good in store for you. Trusting in him means believing what he says about himself, about the world, and about you is true. And people may ask, well, how do I trust God? How do you trust God? Now that you know what it means to trust, let's attack how to trust. How exactly can you do or trust God in your everyday life? Sometimes when we open the door and we step foot outside the door and we're in this world and we partake in things on our free time, whatever it is that you guys like to do on your free time, and sometimes reality is going to hit you. Life is going to slap you with something. You may have made a sin. You may have made a mistake. Somebody may have got sick. Somebody is ill. You lost a job. You don't know how you're going to pay this bill. You're financially unstable, and things are just coming to you left and right, and you don't know what to do. You're stuck. You're in the dirt. You're in the dumps. You don't, what do I do? Why, Lord? Why me? Why me? We always tend to do that. Why me? Why God? Why God? And we're questioning God and wondering why God put this burden on us and why God decided to put us through this and not that crackhead across the street. He's living life good, but yet we're struggling, right? Why God? Question God. Why God? Right? Well, let me talk about how to trust God. Let me talk about it. If you trust somebody, you feel comfortable being honest with them about anything. This could be your spouse, your partner, your son, your daughter, whoever it is. When you trust somebody, you feel comfortable being honest with them about anything. God is much more reliable than even your most trustworthy friend, spouse, partner, son, daughter, whoever it is. When things feel difficult, he doesn't ask you to keep those feelings to yourself. Let's turn to the Bible. Let's turn to the Bible, amen? Let's turn to the book of... Turn to the book of 1 Peter, amen? Let's turn to the book of 1 Peter. As I turn to the Bible myself. So 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 7. 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 7. And it reads, cast all your anxiety on him because he cares for you. Cast all your anxieties onto him as he cares for you. I'm going to read that again. Cast all your anxiety on him because he cares for you. And I wanted to read that because I had suffered from anxiety. I had depression. I had panic disorder. And I was in a state of mind where everything wrong that happened to me, I panicked. I feared. I had anxiety about it. If one little thing went wrong, I thought the biggest thing was going to happen. If I couldn't pay for one bill, I thought I wasn't going to be able to pay for all my bills. If I got a little sick, I thought I was going to die. If the doctor told me, oh, it's just this, I thought of above and beyond. I had anxiety. And the Bible says to cast your anxiety onto him. Cast your fears onto him. Because God loves you, you can show your trust in him by talking about all your feelings and circumstances with him. The good, the hard, the bad, the not so good. And how do we do this? How do we talk to God? And I'm going to stress this for my show next week, but I've always said countless times in my shows, the way we communicate through God is how? Through prayer. Amen? So prayer, prayer, prayer. We always talk about here, stay prayed up. Stay prayed up. Don't let your emotions ruin your life. Don't let one don't let one small thing in your life or don't let one small something in reality in your life ruin your whole life or ruin your thought process or ruin your trust into somebody. Bring them to God. Bring them to God so he can help you address them. I said this on my show last week. God is not a judgmental God. God doesn't judge you based on what you're going to him for, but God can judge you based on you not going to him at all. God cares about you, and you can trust him with all of your things that you are going through. When you trust, you go to God and his word when life is hard. You also act on obedience, doing what God says in his word, and trust that he will ultimately take care of you. I want to go over a couple of topics. I may not be able to get through them. I have seven of them, so I'm going to try to attack like maybe three or four tonight. But these are just ways that I want to talk about of how to have trust in God, how to do it, and why to do it, and the successful of how you can become more successful in trusting in God when you hit these dark spots in your life of any situation that you may encounter. So the first one is seek truth in Scripture. We got to go to the Bible. We stay prayed up here at David and Diane Ministry and Friends. We believe on the Word. We believe on the Bible. We believe in staying prayed up. Scripture or the Bible is God's Word. God knows you need somewhere to go when you feel unsure. That place is his word. It is unchanging and completely trustworthy. The Bible records ways God has responded in difficult times in the past. It reminds us that he is trustworthy, whatever your circumstances may be. Many people in Scripture even reference other parts of Scripture to encourage themselves. We're going to look at the book of John. We're going to go to John chapter 8, verse 32. We're going to go to John chapter 8. Excuse me. We're going to go to John chapter 8, verse 32. So I'll give you some time to get there as I get there myself. So we're going to go to 1 John chapter, I'm sorry. John 8, 32. So that's John chapter 8, verse 32, and it reads, then you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free. Then you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free. There's nothing be like getting set free. And in the word of God, it says, tell him the truth. Say the truth. The truth. You can't go wrong with the truth. My dad always used to tell me, it's always black and white. Whatever's in black and white, you can't go wrong by what's in black and white. And what he means by black and white, he means what's in writing, what's on paper. It's the truth. It's his word that will set you free. It also frees you from the unrealistic scenarios that you run into worry. If you don't run to the word to remind you of truth in difficult times, it is easier for you to be led into the lies about your life and who God is. The second step I want to talk about is confessing unbelief. I think that is the most important thing for me right now, is confessing your unbeliefs. Be honest. Be honest with yourself. Allow God to remind you who he is and what he promises, and then be honest with him. We cannot be honest to ourselves if we're not going to be honest to God. If you're going to be honest with anybody, and if you're going to put your trust into anybody, it's got to be the Lord. It's got to be God. You can tell God how you feel and in what areas of your life you are struggling to trust him. First, it is good to acknowledge that his character is good and trustworthy. Know the God you serve. Know who he is. Know about him through his word. You can agree with him that all he says is true. God is a perfect God. You can also tell when it's difficult for you to believe. And I want to say that you could tell God, God, it's difficult for me to believe right now. God wants to hear how you truly feel. God wants to know where you really stand so he can know how to work his wonders onto you. According to Mark 9, a man brought his son to Jesus for healing from being possessed by a demon. He asked Jesus to heal him if you can. He said, God, I need you to heal my son if you can. Jesus asked the man if he did not believe that Jesus could heal. And this was his reply. In Mark 9:24, it says, immediately the boy's father exclaimed, I do believe. Help me overcome my unbelief. He believed, but it was a difficult thing to believe. So he asked for help. It's okay to ask God for help. And it's okay to not believe. It's okay to not believe. But ask God to help you with that. Ask God to help you start believing. Start now. Start tonight. Start believing. If you don't believe right now, it's okay. I'm telling you, it's okay to not believe. But what's not okay is if you don't got to ask you, to ask him to help you with that belief. This helps you accept that God is bigger than you could ever understand. Confession helps you to humble yourself and allows you to grow in trust. He hears your requests and answers them. He wants to help you grow your faith. Remember God and spend time with him. This is something that, you know, Pastor Shaw kind of mentioned, something that he does, and I just started doing it recently, and it feels good, is you got to dedicate some time to God. I think Pastor Shaw told me he has a couple of hour intervals where he goes and spends time with God, and it's just so important to remember him and spend time with him. And the key thing about this step is God is bigger than your circumstance. Amen? God is bigger than that problem. God is bigger than that struggle. Difficult times may feel like they last forever, but let me remind you, they are temporary. Amen? They are just temporary. God is present amid the bad times and the good. He is always faithful. Amen? God wants you to go with him with your circumstance. God wants you to take it to him. God wants you to take your fears, your problems to him. He also wants you to come to him simply to spend time with him, just to give him thanks. Like we say, Lord God, we give you praise. Lord God, we give you honor. We give you glory. We give you thanks. You should not let your circumstance shape your relationship with God. God can shape your view or your circumstance. I want people to spend regular time with God, establishing a consistent time with the Lord when times feel good will help you to continue to go to him when things feel rough. How do we feel comfortable going to somebody when things are bad? We get comfortable with somebody. We get to know them. We start to have what? Trust in them, faith in them, belief in them. So when we do have that circumstance or when times do get rough, it is easier to go to him. Let God work in you. Open up your arms. Open up your heart. Let him come into you. Let him come into you so you establish that tight walk with him. So you can go to him when you need to. Read his word. Spend time in prayer, acknowledging who he is. Meet with other believers and set your eyes on things that are bigger than your circumstance. Serve those around you. These simple practices, guys, will help you see God's outside of difficult things. And you will establish trust in your heart that he will move in your circumstance. And the last step I want to talk about, and we'll save the rest for next week, is look for things to be grateful for. Amen. Look for things to be grateful for. Difficult circumstances feel all-consuming at times. Sometimes difficult circumstances drain us. They get us tired. We don't know what to do. It is really hard to see past them to other good things going on. You know, but God's grace is in all things. As I said before, my first thing when I do when I wake up my eyes is, Lord God, thank you for allowing me to wake up. And that's where it starts, in your waking up. It starts at the beginning of your day. My old pastor always told me, he says, always start your day with the Bible, even if it's just of scripture. Start your day with the Bible. Just open your Bible and just read a verse. It doesn't have to be in chronological order. It doesn't have to be from start to just start your day with the Word of God, and that will root your day in the Word of God. If you start your day with God, your God will be in the start, in the middle, and the end of your day. Amen? But those good times often get overshadowed by other more complicated things going on. In the face of those difficulties, God shares his will for you with how you should respond to them. We're going to turn to the book of 1 Thessalonians, and we're going to read in chapter 5, also First Thessalonians. Amen. Need some time to get there. So First Thessalonians chapter 5, and we're going to read verses 16 through 18. So First Thessalonians chapter 5, verses 16 through 18, and it starts with, "Rejoice always, pray continually, give thanks in all circumstances, for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus." And I really want to put a emphasis on verse 18 that says, "Give thanks in all circumstances." Amen. Give thanks in all circumstances, not just in the bad or in the good, but in all of them. We got to give thanks in bad circumstances. When we're in difficult times, as hard as it is, we got to thank God. We got to thank God for what? Having clothes on, breathing, being awake, waking up today. It's the small things we got to start looking at. Start giving God praise even in bad times. If you can't pay your bill, first give thanks to God for allowing you to have food in your fridge, clothes on your back, a car to drive, a roof over your head, and then we can turn to God for our circumstances. But first, let's start off our prayers with giving thanks to God. I want to make that a ritual of mine of always giving thanks to God and then jump into my circumstances or my situations. Giving thanks fights the lie that everything is horrible. Even in tragic circumstances, there will be light and grace. I think Lady D talked about, you know, that light at the end of the tunnel and knowing who's that light in your dark. Amen. God is present always. That's my message tonight, is God is present always. God is always present. God is always there. God is always with you. Just always with you. Trust will grow as you look for God. As you seek him, as you look for him, your trust will go as you look for God's presence in what feels dark and heavy. And the last thing I want to leave you with tonight before I jump into the prayer and open up the mics is he never leaves. Amen. Amen. God never leaves us. God never forsakes us. God never, ever leaves us. I want to close in a pretty lengthy prayer tonight that I kind of wrote down. And this prayer is going to go out to anyone that may be in pain, may be in suffering, may be seeking God right now for any circumstance that you may be going through, seeking God for help, calling upon him, and even the non-believers. This prayer is also for you. This prayer is also for the people that don't have trust in God and tonight want to open up their arms and open up their hearts and just allow him to come in. So if you can, with me, close your eyes, bow your heads, or wherever you can, just listen on to prayer. Amen. Heavenly Father, we give you thanks, Lord God. We thank you for being with us through all the ups and the downs of our lives, Lord God, and for the many blessings that you have given us, for which I praise and give you thanks for, Lord God. Lord God, you know the struggling times that we have, Lord God, the bad circumstances that we sometimes encounter, and you have been with us for a long time, since birth, Lord God. And now that there is little that seems to be able to be done by our situation, Lord God, we believe and we have faith that you know every part of our body, of our mind, of our soul, of our thought process. And Lord God, you know exactly how to get us out of our situations, Lord God. Lord God, I come to you now asking that you would work a recovery, Lord God, in everyone's mind, everyone going through pain, everyone going through suffering, everyone going through a difficult time. Lord God, whatever that it is that is causing it, this persistent problem, Lord God, I pray that you would, in your mercy, give them the health, the strength, the belief that they need, Lord God. Lord God, guide them along the path that you have planned for them. Lord God, sometimes the pain is hard to bear, but we ask that you draw near them, touch them, stand between them, pain, between the suffering, between the non-belief. Lord God, we are praying for what only you can do, Lord God. Lord God, we are praying for a miracle. I know the source from which it comes, Lord God, and I trust in you to come down and send a sign, Lord God, and teach everybody. Lord, teach the people to know you, to wonder for you, to know that you are willing, that you are waiting, and that you are ready to receive us, Lord God. Lord God, we give you praise, Lord God. We give you honor, Lord God, and we give you glory, and we just give you thanks for being the God that you are and always being there, always being present, always being through us, through our good, through our bad, through our pain, through our suffering, through our bad circumstances, Lord God. We just give you thanks for everything, Lord God. We give you thanks for the good and the bad because we know the bad that we encounter, you've got us through it, Lord God. We're still here. We're still standing. And we know that good and bad, we just give you thanks for it, Lord God. We give you thanks for everything, Lord God. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. Well, if that prayer hit home for somebody, I put my hand onto you and I ask that you allow God to, you start by opening up your arms and allowing God to come into you and just start trying giving him that trust, giving him that faith. Let him work his wonders into you in your rough times. I'm going to be back next week. It'll either be Friday or Saturday. I apologize for the delay of day, but got some things going on right now. But I'm always going to, you know, make time for God, whether it's Friday or Saturdays. We'll put it out there a little bit early. I'll always know at least by Wednesday or Thursday what day we're going to go live, but I'm going to make sure I do go live every week. I thank you for listening to my message. I will be back next week. Talking about the same thing, going over the last 3 or 4 steps that I have. So stay in tune with that. It's going to be another powerful message. And then we got, I believe, Lady D coming on tomorrow with a message on Sunday for our church service. So praise God for that. We're going to open up our mics. If anybody wants to make comments, anyone needs a prayer, anybody just wants to say something and give a shout-out, we give you praise for that. So we're going to have our mics open. If not, I'll be back on the airwaves next week. And make sure to tune in to our show Sunday. Amen.
Hey.
Hello, hello. I think we had the caller. Lady D, hello.
Yeah.
How you doing? You're live on the air. Hello.
Hey, just brief, Andrew, Minister Andrew. This is Lady D. Just wanted to let you know I'm listening in and really enjoyed your message about God being there with us. And it was very inspiring and very to the point. Thank you so much. It was
Amen.
It was really good. Amen. I enjoyed it.
Praise God. Thank you. Thank you. That's Lady D out of Springfield, Illinois. She's going to bring our word tomorrow. She's been live on the air, and her messages are very powerful. I just love listening to her words. So we give you praise, Miss Lady D.
Thank
we
you.
All love you. And we are going to – do we got any other callers? If not, we're going to close out with a lovely song and be back on the airwaves, I believe, tomorrow for Miss Lady D's message. And we can close
Amen.
Out with our song. Praise God. Oh, we got another caller. Amen.
Praise God. Amen. Praise God. I was honored, praise God, to get that chance to come on again. I first want to give honor to God, who's the head of my life, praise God. And then I want to honor my wife. Yes, truly honor my wife, Lady Diane Shaw. She's very inspirational. And the ambassador of David and Diane Ministry and Friends. I just really am encouraged as to the word as to how you brought on this evening, praise God. You know, there's so many things that we speak on here at David and Diane Ministry and Friends, and oftentimes we can hold ourselves in a point where we can forget where we come from sometimes, to allow situations to hold us back.
Amen.
We can allow circumstances to keep us from moving forward sometimes because of the issues and schisms that we have keeping us back, attitudes, mentalities, and situations. And we talk
Amen.
About this so often in the ministry. We talk about this so often that Romans 8:28 is that we know all things work together for the good. But we don't want to take that for granted. Forget the fact that
Amen.
Though those things work together for the good, we still have to admit, submit, and commit ourselves to God and listen to Him. Take and spend
Amen.
That time with them. Just like he mentions that time, those men had gotten Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, had got thrown into the fiery furnace because 3 times a day they would kneel down and pray. And that's unfortunate because some people don't want to sacrifice the time for God because they're caught up, as I have myself in the past, been caught up in what I do and what I say. But I do know on today, praise God, I thank you for that word, because it lets me know that though I'm not all the way where I used or should be, I'm definitely not where I used to be. I still make mistakes.
Amen.
I still make mistakes. And I'll be honest to say and punch the devil in the eye. You know, the issues in which we had, as Lady Diane talked about Peter on last week, how he had an issue with profanity or cussing. But you know, the thing is that God is changing the inside of how we talk. But sometimes we still slip and that chafe comes upon us.
Yes.
And it doesn't mean that we serve the devil or we have the evil spirit in us. But sometimes, every time, like Paul says, I try to move forward, evil's always present. Oh, man that I am, who shall deliver me from that? But then he acknowledged that, praise be to God, he does it. He can do it. And like you said, we have to trust and keep in tune with God. Thank you so much, my brother. You've come along.
Amen, amen.
And I thank God for your word on this evening. God bless you. And I'll be back.
Amen.
I took the time off to get myself together and allow God to minister to me. But I'll be back. And it's real short. On Monday, we'll come forth with the reading of the word at 6 o'clock Central Standard Time. God bless you, Minister Drew.
Amen. God bless. We look forward to having you back, Pastor Saul. We look forward to it and to your readings. And we encourage that you listen to the readings because they're so powerful, brought by Pastor Saul every day, Monday through Friday. So we just thank you for listening to the message. And we pray for you, and we hope that you stay safe. And we're going to close out with a song. And we'll be back tomorrow with Miss Lady D with her powerful word. Amen. Praise God.
Never would have made it. Never could have made it without you. I would have lost it all. But now I see how you were there for me. And I can say, never would have made it. Never could have made it without you. I would have lost it all, but now I see how you were there for me. And I can say I'm stronger, I'm wiser, I'm better, much better. When I look back over all you brought me through,